Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
The following podcast is not real, but not in the way you're used to. And while it may now seem like there are an infinite number of dimensions, like when two mirrors face each other, let's just remember that mostly happens in American Apparel dressing rooms, and no one can get behind child labor.
I picked up the signal from the cowboy world. Are you sure about this?
Oh, yes. The cowboy world is all sorts of buzzy future retro. And besides, if we don't use the monitoring equipment once a week, the whole thing just locks up and the souls of all those children will escape. I mean, the batteries will escape.
I thought I heard the equipment crying late at night once.
No, silly, that was me. All right, let's have a listen to the podcast that's been happening all this time from the high-budget think piece made real, The Cowboy Dimension. Enjoy the show.
From the Dusty Saloon, a weekly podcast from the Wild West world of Hi-Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About 2 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Golden Corral in Chicago into the magical, actually a suburb of Chicago. There aren't really a lot of Golden Corrals in Chicago. But anyway, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Golden Corral into the old Western cowboy world of Hi-Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Golden Corral. Don't know why they have Wi-Fi now. And I use that to upload a podcast I record every week in the saloon, the Burgundy Bronco, in the town of Hogswood, in the land of Hi-Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my sidekick, my good pal.
I'm Ulysses D. Lamore, wildest gunslinging outlaw you ever met. Wanted in 12 counties, yet known for my bravery and noble heart by those that ain't trying what to manipulate me. The native folk know me as Dances with Lights and Shadows. The Spanish know me as Maestro de Chaos. And I am known by those doggone Pinkertons in the Northeast as Magic Jack Star. How you doing today, Arnie?
Pretty good. I've been thinking about saying Magic Jacker.
I do not care much for when you interrupt my name.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I am Magic Jack.
And you have...
I know that I'm known by Magic Jack, by those Northeastern, them rotten old Pinkertons, because they's always trying to throw me in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And I was too slick for them.
Why do they
Magic
want
Jack.
You? Why are the Pinkertons after you?
Oh, you see, well, I had a checkered past, and then one day, I looked up, and I saw a bird flying through the sky.
Hmm.
And that majestic bird changed my life. I went and I spent a whole year with the native peoples of this land, and they taught me what was what, and now I'm on the straight and narrow.
Wow.
I'm a helping hand that goes from town to town, doing good and doing right deeds.
Now, you say you're a helping hand that goes from town to town, but in
yep.
the 2 years that I have been here in Hogswood,
yep.
you have not seen you really leave very much.
Well, you know, I'm kind of comfortable here in Hogswood, and, you know, I am concerned that I'm finally going to have to take on these Pinkertons, maybe round up a posse and go after them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their leader, Donnie, has always been a thorn in my side.
Yeah. Well, I'm also joined by my other co-host.
Howdy, partners. It's Champ, the talking horse.
Hey, Champ, the talking horse.
How's it going?
Pretty good. It's so crazy that there's a talking horse in this town.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the only one that I know of, but I'm always on the lookout, you know?
And this is going to seem like a weird question, and I don't even know why I'm asking it. You're not like a shapeshifter that changes into different animals.
I'm a gold sifter, a pan sifter, if you will.
A pan sifter?
I pan for gold down by the river.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also, you are a horse, a talking horse.
What else would I be?
Well, guys, it's weird. This is our 100th episode of Hello from the Dusty Saloon. We've had so many great guests. I've learned so much about this old-timey, Wild Westy world of Hyphoon. And I just want to thank you guys. Thank you for keeping me safe, because I'm a stranger in a strange town.
Well, thank you, Arnold, and I do hereby declare that I will do whatever it takes to make sure you get home to your beautiful wife and child someday.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Oh, hey, I gotta remember to crank this this hand crank generator that keeps my computer.
Oh,
working.
Yeah, I gotta keep the juice flowing.
Luckily, I have a basic rudimentary understanding of science. It took me a little work, but I was able to make this thing. Do not ask me to explain how it works.
I'm very impressed by all your technical prowess.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'm very excited to talk to our guest. We are joined by a newcomer in town. She seems to be from out of state, at least. We're talking to, and please correct me if I get this name wrong, Miss Squibbert?
Miss Squibbert. Yeah, that's my name.
Miss Quibbert.
And I'm so grateful to y'all for just showing me around. I mean, I get into this town, I says everything's different than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
I'm not used to any of this.
Good evening to you, ma'am. And, Champ, take off your hat.
Oh, yep. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I never expect a horse to show chivalry.
Oh, well, this horse does. Let me take off my bit as well. Champing at the bits.
Yeah. It is so nice to see you.
It's nice to meet you.
Meet you, yes. Yeah. And what was your name again? It wasn't Magic Nothing, was it?
Magic Jack Star is one of my gnome de plumes, that is for sure.
Interesting. I thought I might have heard about you from, I come just way up in that direction that I'm pointing in.
Oh, wow.
The Northeast?
Bad with directions.
Ish. I'm so bad with directions.
Yeah, me too.
I wish there was like some kind of thing where you could like, I don't know, put like a rat on your shoulder and it would just say turn left at the, you know, cross, you know, turn right when you see the river, you know, that kind of thing.
See the world I come from. If you could come through the dimensional portal and see the world, the land of Chicago, that I
What do you think
from.
I would do there?
Well, you'd be excited because there are rats everywhere.
Oh, that sounds so crazy.
But Arnold's world's also full of sorts of technical wonders and gadgets and doodads, all sorts of things.
My father's a professor.
Highfalutin.
Yeah, actually, I come from money.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometime I should take you to Touch Tongue's Cavern.
What happens there,
yeah,
champ?
What happens at Touch Tongue's
Why don't
Tavern?
You tell me what happens at Touch Tongue's Tavern?
You go with a date to Touch Tongue's Cavern. You touch your own tongue. And if you accomplish that, you can leave whenever you like.
Wow, champ's up with that.
I like that. I might use that.
Yeah, just consider it.
Actually, can I ask you guys something? I want you to be totally honest. We've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
You know, when I say, howdy, partners, and I say, clip-clop, it feels like sometimes I'm just punching an unliving version of myself. Does that make sense?
Oh. It certainly does. Certainly does.
Like I'm beating a dead horse? Should I lay off the bits?
I don't think so.
I think you should put that bit back on and champ at it some more.
There we go.
I say you do what feels right. Either way, son.
But yeah, my father does a lot of that, you know, steam type of, engineering. So every time I go home, there's some kind of hissing in the basement, and I just felt like I've been under wraps for too long, and I needed to get out and sort of, you know, test the waters and wear my own boots and walk around with them.
Oh, so you're out here in the western town of Hogswood to kind of sow your wild oats, as it were.
Exactly. If I had any wild oats, I'd be sowing them right now.
Ooh, all this talk about oats. Let me go ahead. I'm going to order a round of oats. Mm-hmm. Would you guys like a Dust Bowl?
I'll have a sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla?
Two fingers of whiskey?
Dust Bowl?
Just a cream soda.
All right, I'll be right back.
Oh, champ. Man, I love that horse.
What a great guy.
Yeah.
And that barmaid has the biggest tits I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
Is that like a requirement if you're going to work in a place like this? They just have to be like, yidle, didle, clink, or however you say it.
What's this now? What was clinking? Were those the tits clinking?
Yeah, like you clink the glass, but as a side effect, your tits clink together as well. I don't know why she said yidle, didle, to be honest with you.
I reckon in all my days, I ain't ever heard a woman's breasts make a clinking sound, but...
Yeah.
Then you've never met the women that my dad makes out of metal and steam.
Careful, though. That's Daphne. She's got kind of a temper.
I will not cause any problems with her.
Now, there you go. Sarsaparilla, two fingers of whiskey. Here's your... Yeah, sarsaparilla, right?
Oh, I got a cream soda, but cream I'll soda, drink...
I'm so
I'll
sorry.
Drink a sarsaparilla. That's fine. All I am right. not one to ever send anything back.
All right, let's cheers it.
Yeah.
Cowboy night.
Cowboy night.
Cowboy night.
Well, you know what, Champ? You were saying you were worried about people not liking your catchphrases and stuff, but all of the thousands of emails we've gotten over the last 2 years sent to dustysaloon@puppies.supplies, they all just really, which is a real email address.
And you can reach me at champ@gmail.com. That's champ with 16 Ps.
And definitely expect those to go somewhere.
You can also reach me on Twitter at SaddleBeTheDay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But as I was saying, we've gotten so many emails. People love your catchphrases, and that's a thing that has made you the third most popular character on this long-running podcast.
Aw, thank you.
No problem, buddy.
Who are the first two?
Yeah, I am a... might confuse myself.
Well, the first most popular character is me.
Already, I'm going to take issue with this. You reckon you're the most popular character on this podcast?
Look, this isn't me saying this. This is the thousands upon thousands of emails we've gotten to dustysaloon@puppies.supplies, which is a real email address, and that's why it's so easy for me to remember it.
Everyone knows Flowers the Orphan is the most popular character on this podcast.
Oh,
Flowers.
That orphan. What won't that orphan say?
That orphan hates me.
As she really does.
Oh, probably because I threw her over a cliff.
You should not have done that.
Yeah, you're her huckleberry.
She climbed out.
Now, Flowers is number one, I reckon. Then that Champ is number two. I would put you at number three and then myself at number four. For no one seems to have taken much to old Ulysses D. L'Amour.
People just do not like you.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because I'm too noble, and they want their outlaws to be less noble. But I will not change my ways, no sir. I spent my time in a teepee, taking strange mushrooms, smoking strange things, and learning about the way the world really is.
Yeah.
I have seen through the veils of the universes, and there are more things beyond this that we do not understand.
I'm a little bit worried about all of your drug use, Ulysses.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and also that was the whole theme of your Squarespace website, Ulysses Rocks. Get off the rocks, Ulysses!
Can I ask, I don't want to be too forward, how are things going with you and Jennifer Lassio?
Ooh. Oh, boy, oh boy, I tell you, old Jen and I... we're like two bucking Broncos that ain't ever been broke.
Oh.
And I swear, if one of us ever manages to break the other, it would be wonderful to settle down with her and set up a little sharecrop, but there'd be something sloss, too. Also, the last time I made love to her at a hotel, I snuck out and left behind a loaf of bread.
Oh. That's weird.
That
but
is
you know
harsh.
What? But food is so rare, and bread is a delicacy.
I'm sure
world.
She was thrilled.
Yeah.
And I think with all your drug use, didn't your doc tell you to take a holiday?
Yes, in fact, he did, and I'm planning to do that, as a matter of fact. But first, before I take a holiday, what I got to do is I got to get together a posse of the roughest, most tumblinest, gun-slinging badasses the West has ever seen. And we're gonna ride out.
Oh, Arnie's going into the sheriff's state.
We're gonna ride out into the East, and we're gonna show up them Pinkertons, and we're gonna give them what's what.
Oh, that wasn't so bad. It usually goes into, like, a rootin' tootin'-ness.
Now, I think we might have, touched on something and brushed right on over it, but Miss Quibbert, you said your papa, he's making ladies out of metal?
Oh, yeah, my dad.
Now?
Yeah, he's making steam
ladies. I have not been paying as much attention
you
as
said,
I should.
You said that you had never heard a lady's breast clamp together.
Yes, that's right.
And I said, you've never heard the ladies that my father makes in his basement.
Yeah,
what's
out of steam and metal.
Yeah, I caught on to that right away, but then we just seemed to move right on
well,
past it.
Well, you know,
it.
And that's a reaction that I'm very used to, because a lot of times you say, oh, my dad makes metal women for the town men to fuck. They don't want to hear the half of it.
Sure.
But it's actually something that
I
want
to hear the whole of it.
Oh, thank you so much, Arnie.
Yeah.
That is so nice
I
of
see
you.
What you did there.
There are holes. He spends a lot of time. It is a service that he's provided, because there are men in this town, in my town where I come from, Dreidelsville, where the
Dreidelsville.
You ever heard of Dreidelsville?
Oh, no, I have not.
All right, well,
wait a second. Are there Jews in this world?
Yes, of course there's
are there Jews in this world?
I don't know. Not every world has them.
You're okay talking about rusting a nut in a metal woman, but you don't think there's Jews in this world?
You are being rude to our guest.
There is every race in this world, and it doesn't matter if you're from Dreidelsville or if you're from White's Man Land or if you're from Indiana.
Oh.
There is a person inside of each person's shell.
Wow.
Except for the ones that my father makes. Those are robot women that he sells for men who have trouble sort of settling down. There are, and you may know this, you may not, the population of women here is 33%, and then men make up the rest.
And I know what percentage of men that would equal because I have a rudimentary understanding of science.
That's wonderful, because I could not for the life of me think of the number.
Let's not say it.
67. I've got
correct.
I feel like you got a big old chip on your shoulder. I just want to stick it in a pile of guac.
Arnie, I'm going to take off my top hat to you.
No.
I thought that was pretty well done.
I just love when you do those hat tricks.
Oh, thank you.
I don't even know. You don't even have thumbs. How do you keep taking your hat off?
I know.
You should go out. You could make a lot of money doing that.
Uh-oh. How much money do you think you could make in a night? And please count it out for me.
How much money could I make in a night? Well, let me tell you. Or...
Wow.
Four or five, that's a lot.
That's true. So put that in your fireplace and burn it.
I'm glad it's not more because it would take a long time for you to express it.
Or count it out.
Hey, can I ask you something, Mrs. Quibbert? Is that right?
Ms.
Quibbert.
Oh. I have never been tied down.
That seems like you're putting out a feeler there.
Do you have any laudanum?
My dad wouldn't let me take any of his chemicals on the way out because I said, Daddy, I am done shaving off horses' tails so that these robot women have realistic hair. I said, gotcha. I am making my own way, and I will not ever hear the clink of a robot breast again if I can help it. We did not leave on good terms.
Well, I have two follow-up questions here. Now, to understand, these women are... steam-powered, correct?
Steam-powered, mostly iron.
All right. And a second follow-up question has got to be, why is he using horse hair when he could just use real human hair?
I have told you that women are scarce. Have you ever tried to go up to a woman and say, hey, can I have your hair for a sex robot? Guess what? Doesn't go that well.
As a matter of fact, I have done that
several
times.
Why have you done that?
Well, it was a job I had for a while. I was working for a man in another town where I collected women's hair to put on sex robots. I was only 8 years old.
How is it that 2 years in, this is the first time hearing that everyone has some past with sex robots?
Well, I was
champ?
A young...
I slept with a metal woman named Jeannie, okay? And yes, late at night, sometimes I still steam of Jeannie. Clip clop.
All I'm saying is be careful with these steam-powered sex robots. These violent delights come to violent ends.
What does that mean?
Well,
and why
no.
do you keep saying that every episode?
I don't think it means anything, because
every
if
episode.
It did, it would post-date me being in this world anyway. Are you all right, champ?
Yeah, it's just my consumption.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I've got to get you a new cough rag. It's just covered in blood.
Oh, I thought that was a burgundy cough rag.
No, it was white when
oh,
it was
champ.
White when I first gave it to him when I came into this world.
What a
but
trooper.
Since then, it's turned to kind of like...
I mean, it looks like one of those fancy napkins you get down at the Five Candles.
It basically is.
It's the kind of color, if someone was wearing it on a shirt, you'd make fun of it. So, Miss Quibbert, thank you so much for coming by and being our guest.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hello from the Dusty Saloon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I feel like we've only scratched the surface. Like, we didn't really get to know, like, who is Miss Quibbert?
I'm a bit of a mystery. I kind of deflect by talking about my dad's sex robot so that nobody has to know my real soul.
Oh, I suppose.
Common problem. You're with a woman trying to learn more about them. They can't stop talking about their dad's sex robots.
What were you supposing?
Well, I suppose that just means we'll have to have you back on, get to know you a little bit better some other time.
If I pass through this town again, maybe.
Where do you think you're heading to next, little lady?
I'm going to be heading south. I think I'd love to go down to Chinatown.
Oh, wow. There's a whole town of China south of here.
Does that surprise you?
No.
Every building is made of porcelain. It's very breakable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very beautiful, but very breakable.
Very beautiful, very beautiful.
Also, we need to get you out of the saloon. I feel like you're always at the piano, just tinkering away.
Tinkering away.
And I feel like we always talk about going to the haunted mine shaft to search for gold, but we never do.
I made a promise I was going to go to that mine shaft and I was going to get that gold.
I swear the smile just ran away from your face.
Yeah, I made that promise a long time ago. Maybe the listeners aren't really invested in me ever getting that gold.
You know what? Let's declare it right now. Episode 101, we're going to the haunted mineshaft.
Definitely. We're definitely going. But you know what, guys? I'll just lose that gold eventually, I feel like.
No.
But Miss Quibbert, I know we have to end the podcast, but...
What am I about?
Yeah, what are you about? That's a good question.
Well, my favorite thing to do is to start the day at twilight. It's very rare for me to be up this hour. I get up at twilight and I look about and I say, where's the wind taking me tonight? I travel at night, you see, because during the day there's too many men trying to marry me.
Oh, sure.
And then what I do is I creep through the woods. I go barefoot most of the time and I try to find a good bathing pond. And my dream is one night I'm going to be bathing in that pond and the one correct man that I am supposed to be with. And I know that's not my whole identity and that's not what this is about.
I said nothing of the kind.
I was pointing at you because I feel like you could tell me, like, no, you live your own life. And it's like, I've been through that. I know it. You know, it's like, I can make myself come in the drop of a horse's hat.
Wow.
Don't drop my hat.
In the drop of a horse? No, you keep going.
But one night, I'm going to be bathing in a mysterious wood at midnight. Moon's going to be right above my head. And that's when I'm going to find the man that is going to tame me and make me his own. And he'll never tell me to stop going out at night. And we are going to build an empire. And it's not going to be sex robots. It's going to be books. And people are going to finally learn something.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Miss Quiver, I have the utmost respect for you, and I put my hat back on so that I may tip it to you.
I've got
to
say, you seem like a woman that does not want a curfew.
I do not want a curfew. What I do want is for that horse to quit coughing and do a little hat trick.
Oh, Champ.
Sorry. Sorry.
Champ, do you think you'll still be alive by episode 200?
I don't know. I would hate to think that my consumption would, you know, make me lose an arm or a tail or something.
Oh.
I was talking to, I don't know if you know this, I have other animal friends who can talk. I'm the only talking horse I know, but when I go out further west to the coast, there is a whale named Josie I talked to, and he said that there is medication coming that might cure me one day. I have to trust Josie Whale that he's telling the truth, you know?
The outlaw Josie Whale?
Oh, you know him?
I know him.
These are just the kind of references that have sustained us for over 100 episodes. They just keep coming. There's no end to them.
Well, let's end the episode the way we always do. Champ, I'm going to jump on your back.
Wait. I want to read an email.
Yeah!
Guys, you always prematurely... Yeah! You always prematurely jump on Champ's back. Guys, I wanted to read this email from a guy named Flynn. He walked into a closet at Chipotle and fell through a portal into some sort of cowboy world. There might be someone else in this world.
Huh.
And I just realized this was sent in August 2015.
Yeah, well, he's probably dead.
Yeah, good luck, Flynn, wherever you are.
There's a lot of Flynn death in Hyphoon.
So much Flynn death.
Hey, didn't you say a couple episodes back that some listener of our podcast had made some sort of wiki, like a wiki of the Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
A wiki page.
A wiki page.
I'm still on Champ's back.
I've said it before, and I've said it again, Ulysses. You've got to get off the horse.
All right.
Can I do one quick plug?
Sure.
I know I said that my dad and I are not on speaking terms, but I do know when I left, he was working on his first ever male sex robot, and it's also a new kind of metal that he's using. It's much shinier than iron, and when it comes out, it's going to be called Steely Dan.
Oh, you have consumption too. Woo, laudanum, baby.
Oh, no.
Hey, before we go, I just want to show you guys something I caught earlier. It's a really tiny little badger with a little crown on his head.
Oh, that's weird.
Where the heck did you get that?
Found him down by the river, panning for gold.
Badgers are weird, unrelatable characters.
Fuck you.
Finally, we know. Matt Young can't do a southern accent either. Ulysses the Cowboy was played by Matt Young. Champ the Talking Horse was played by Adil Rafai. You could call him a beast of burdening the audience with dead horse wordplay. You know it's nimble comedy when an explanation has to be forced on you because no one even knows a joke just happened. Clip clop. Miss Quibbert, the mysterious young woman from out east, was played by special guest Sarah Shockey. Sarah is the co-host of the Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling podcast. Special thanks to Twitter's adventureless hero, who reminds me that there are worse things than being trapped in a recording booth, namely commenting on a made-up podcast, while burning through my disposable income, living in a tawdry studio apartment on the corner of What Happened and I Know What Happened. Craig, we won't be visiting here again. Finish up while I delete these coordinates.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Evan Jacover. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard LeBon. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Additional music this week by Eric Jacover. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and thanks to Earwolf.
Craig, if you need me, I'll be in the Waste Evacuation Center for the rest of the night. All that spicy food gave me a real case of, well, I would say back blaze, but apparently some company took that.